Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim, I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Having a great visit with our good friend Rob Levin. Rob, I need your website, please.
Workbetternow.com.
All right. So check that out, and you can find, they can find all the different things you do there, right?
Some of the things I do there, yeah.
Yeah. So
between that and speaksmb.com. You'll
that doesn't include your taco truck, does it? They can't find you.
No.
I'm just kidding, folks. I wouldn't be surprised, though. He's got his hands in a lot of stuff. He does it all well. We're talking about cross-selling. Rob, we got to talk about e-commerce. How did we do it when they were on our website?
Yeah, it's a great question. And by the way, so what I'm about to share with you and continue the conversation works whether you're e-commerce, whether you're, you know, a brick and mortar, or like my landscaper. You know, let's go back to the landscaper with this whole snow plowing service. You know, again, a monthly email from him, around this time of year, maybe a month ago, he could have not only talked about the snow plowing service, but again, his job is to help, right? What about what? Why couldn't he have like a quick article, which he could have borrowed from somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
He could link to it, link to somebody else's site about, hey, this is the type of thing that you should put down on your driveway. You shouldn't be putting regular salt down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's actually bad for your driveway. Here's a tip. Use, and I forget what the product is. It's like a calcium product or something. And this won't damage, this will keep the ice off your driveway, because that's a problem we have up here, without damaging your driveway. And here's what you should do to winterize your garden. Like little things like that.
Yep.
And you know what that does? That leads to cross-sell opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Because he could talk about things you could do to winterize your garden, and he goes, you know what? We can do this for you if you'd like.
Yep.
It's only $59. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you mentioned e-commerce. Again, number one, having a communication channel that you own, and gives you the ability to help your customers by educating them and then offering them related products and services to what they've already bought.
Well, look,
just makes
look,
a lot of sense.
Look at what the big guys do. If you buy something, there's a little window pops up at the bottom that says other customers have bought this.
That's
or,
right.
Or
that's
don't
right.
forget, you're going to need this. If you bought a bolt and a nut, you're going to need a washer. Here's what they look like. I mean, whatever. And how many times have you gone into a hardware store, Rob, and you said, I need this for a project I'm working on, and the smart guy waiting on you said, now you know you can't do that without this kind of a bit. You know what I mean? You got to have this 79-cent bit. Now, it didn't make the company wealthy to sell you a 79-cent bit, but as you said in the beginning, it made you happy because you got to finish your project in a way that you didn't know you weren't going to be able to do. And
because
so,
that hardware store person was trying to help.
That's right.
And by the way, that may not
started.
Make you wealthy. You may not think the 79-cent part is going to make you wealthy, but if you can add 10% to every purchase, you know, imagine your bottom line is going to go up by more than 10%.
But the most important thing is the next time you want to spend $300, where are you going to go? You're going to go back to the guy who helped you finish your project. It wasn't about the 79 cents.
Exactly right.
It was about the connecting, right? It's about bringing them back.
That's exactly right.
That's what you got to think about cross-selling, and I really like the way you began this, Rob. Folks, when we began our conversation, he said cross-selling is not about selling more. It's about helping the customer make sure they have what they need, right? Or what they want. It might not be what they need. It might just be what they want.
Just helping them in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just helping them in general. Absolutely.
And it's not – as I was trained and as I train people – it's not your job to decide what the customers need or want. It's your job to ask them what they need and to ask them what they
want. And I'll add to that, Jim, it's your job to educate them.
That's right.
That takes you to that. Now you're a next level marketer. Now you're a next level
business
person.
Now you're a partner.
Person.
Now you're a partner.
That's right. That's right. And if you educate somebody and you give them ideas that, and by the way, some of those things may not lead to selling another product. As you said, you got a loyal customer for life that's going to tell all their friends.
That's exactly right. And that's how you get a whole lot of gravy, folks. Hey, Rob, I need the website one more time, please.
WorkBetterNow.com and SpeakSMB.com.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Rob, good job today. Happy Hanukkah, and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Happy holidays to you and your family.
See you next time. Rob Levin, ladies and gentlemen, we always get smarter when Rob joins us. And so we did today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Read it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.